Recently, a friend of mine gave me a delightful little book of Peanuts cartoons and sayings. And in one of them, Charlie Brown is sharing his life's problems with Lucy. You know, and Charlie says to Lucy, "You know, Lucy, I'm having a real problem with life. I love humanity. It's people I can't stomach." And I was thinking to myself, you know, Charlie, I can agree with this. I generally don't have a problem with humanity, but people, forget it. Sometimes they really get under my skin. And sometimes I just want to say, would you all just give me a break? You know, but in today's gospel, Jesus is telling us something very different. He's telling us that we have to love all people. Yes, love. We have to love God first and foremost. And then Jesus says we have to love, the love of God must issue in love that we have for all people. The reading from Deuteronomy reminds us that we're being told to keep all the commandments of the Lord. And hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. And that's the famous Jewish Shema. And that's the real faith and the real creed of Judaism. And then in Leviticus 19:19 is the quote, "And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." So Jesus took these two great commandments and made them one. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And love one another as we love ourselves. Jesus, in essence, took the old law and filled it with a new meaning. And I say that because I often think of the parable of the Good Samaritan. You know how the Samaritan helped that poor man who was beaten and left by the side of the road. And that Samaritan was called to love lavishly. You know, it's easier for us to let religion and worship become a matter of ritual and church building instead of a matter of our whole lives. So religion, yes, is loving God, but it's a love which dominates our emotions, a love which directs our thoughts, a love which is the dynamism of our actions. And love one another, a love of humanity, a love of all people. Not with words, not with sentimentality, but with a total commitment. A commitment where we prove our love by God by showing in actions and in service the love that we have for one another. Love is much more than just an emotion. It's really a series of actions and decisions that reflect God's will, that reflect how we live and incorporate those gospel values into our lives. Because we're called to put into practice what it really means to love our neighbor as ourself. And this should be the main characteristic of our Christian life. Granted, we're called to love God first and foremost. God is to be numero uno in our lives. Many of us don't have a problem with that. However, we are to express this love for God in our daily lives. Make our faith a lived reality, to truly live what we believe. I think the difficulty, though, is in the next part of this. Jesus telling us, love your neighbor too. Ugh, is all I can say. Because at times I'd love to pull Jesus inside and say, look, Jesus, I've got no problems loving God. I've got no problems loving you. I've got no problems loving my neighbors. But there's a different story. Sometimes people can be a real pain. They can be so demanding, so cruel, so thoughtless, so cold. They think of only themselves. They focus on the negatives in other people. This causes divisions, entitlement, prejudice, racism. I think of the recent news reports on the television. There's a general lack of respect for life in general. It appears that people really could care less about other people. So why should I reach out and care about them and even love and accept them? At the Last Supper, Jesus reminded us of that one commandment, how he washed the feet of his disciples. And he says, as I have done, so you must do. Yes, love one another. Reach out to one another. Love your neighbor as I love you. We can't say that we love God unless we love our neighbor. And loving God flows from loving our neighbor. So I think the basic question we need to ask ourselves is, do we really accept and have time for one another? How do we reach out to others, members of our own family, friends, workers? How have we reached out to others? I'm just saying, just by reaching out with time, just being there for others, just take time for someone to listen to one another or acknowledge one another. Or do we think only of ourselves, me, myself, and I? Many times I'm walking down the halls, I see people texting one another. I say hello, and they just keep walking right on by. It's difficult to truly love one another. But yet, the letter of Hebrews reminds us, we're not perfect, we're sinners. But as sinners, we're steeped in God's holiness and God's love through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is within each and every one of us. So today, since we're steeped in God's holiness and love, let's somehow manifest this holiness, manifest this love that's within us. Let's manifest it to the world. Let's ask ourselves, are we living signs of God's love in the world today? If we answer in the negative, then what actions, what attitudes need to change in ourselves so we too can be lovingly and accepting of one another as the Lord has asked us to do?